Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Wild Man of Late Night Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Steve Austin's back online. Very angry.
Remember we got... Steve Austin was the old drunk fella that was abusing me on Twitter, threatened to beat me up. So all I did was report him to Twitter. He's in his 50s, right? And he got suspended for 7 days, it turns out. I thought it'd be 12 hours. And he was just tweeting me, "I'm back, you see." C-word. He phoned up the show and he was so thick and so dumb. It was, I mean, it wasn't even funny. It wasn't even entertaining. He's like, he wasn't bothered that he'd been suspended, but he was obviously really, really bothered that he'd been suspended. Very triggered. Very, very triggered snowflake attitude. And it ended with him, this is the strength of his argument. It ended with him going, "Oh, F you then," and slamming the phone down like a thing.
He did a lot of this kind of breathing. "I'm fine."
He was so angry and so bitter. Steve, I'm glad you're back on Twitter. Hope you've learnt your lesson.
I'm glad you're still not bothered.
Still not bothered. Giving you the number if you want to call in, you'd be very, very welcome. It'd be nice to see what you've been up to in the last week. Maybe it'd be nice to see how you've grown.
I wonder what books you've read.
Yeah. I can't stop thinking about that poor girl and her family.
Oh, no.
Evening, Damo. Hello, Damo. Damo's been waiting for a while. He might have got bored and
he's
gone.
Sleep.
Damo! All right, Damo's gone. All right, well, he was waiting for a while. He's not got the... Kids these days have not got the stamina. Hey, I did a nice thing. You know our friend Jeff, who like film stuff?
Mm-hmm.
He's... let me find the link. So... can point people in the right direction. He's a lecturer and he did this thing. My Twitter's going very slow today. Can't find it. He did this. I can't find the link. When I get the link, I'll do it, because otherwise there's no point in me telling you about it, because I can if I find it. 03444991000 is the telephone number. Exciting news. Someone tweeted this. Sorry, I can't remember who, but Dr. Pimple Popper.
It was Andy Kane, wasn't it?
Andy! Dr. Pimple Popper. What's her name? Sandra Lee. She's releasing a board game. This game's out already, Pimple Pete, isn't it? Is she just whacking her name on it? I'm sure I've seen this game, Pimple Pete. If you haven't been introduced to Dr. Pimple Popper, then, well, good for you. She hosts a show where she goes around popping people's pimples.
I don't think it's got anything to do with her.
No. Yeah, no, yes, it does. If you are unfortunate enough to know who she is, then allow me to a brief moment to explain to those who don't. She's Sandra Lee, a 47-year-old doctor and dermatologist from California who has been educating, grossing out people about skincare over the internet for years now. Dr. Lee has now announced her latest venture, a board game named Pimple Pete. It involves a giant zit in the middle of the board, zit, that intermittently explodes as players play along with a game not dissimilar to Operation. Players attempt to pop spots on Pete's head, flicking a spinner that tells them which part of their head to target before they attempt to pop the zit. If they do it too hard, they get drenched by a big zit on his nose that is filled with water. I should fill it with pus. As the description on the box has it, turn after turn, the anticipation and nervous giggles increase as players wait to see who might be squirted with a surprise burst of pimple juice. I think that game's been out for ages.
I do.
And I think The marketing genius of Pete Pimple Popper and Dr. Lee have got together. I don't know if she's actually a doctor. And
she's a dermatologist.
Yeah. Well, you can abbreviate that to doctor, I suppose. Good evening, Damo.
Sorry, Ian. Sorry for dropping off. Sorry.
You will be. You will be sorry when I can't find you and I kick your ass. That's all right, man. These things happen. You were waiting for a long time. We appreciate it. What have you got for us tonight, Damo?
Two questions.
Yes.
First question.
Yeah.
I live in Buckinghamshire.
Okay, I'll come round for a cup of tea. Thanks very much. Question number two.
And I believe you took a little antelope or deer to the wildlife hospital.
I took a deer to Tiggywinkles, yeah. In fact,
Tiggywinkles
texted me last night. I must text him back. Yes.
How did that fare? How did that fare?
It fared. What an excellent question. I went and saw it about 3 or 4 weeks, probably about 4 weeks ago now. And he was fine. He was improving. And I don't know if they've released it yet. I'm going to text Colin now because he texted me earlier.
Colin's one of my best mates.
Shut
one
up!
One of my best mates.
You must know Tony Hadley then.
I do know Tony Hadley.
All the time I was there with Colin, for an hour and a half, he kept saying to my kids, well, of course, I was talking to Tony Hadley. And
he's
after
got the
while,
best
I went, Colin,
voice in the world.
They're 9 years old. They've got no idea who Tony Hadley is.
He's got the best voice in the world.
Oh, he's brilliant. I've met Tony. I've worked with Tony. He's a lovely, lovely bloke. Right. Hang on. Hey, Colin. On air with a drunk called Damo.
Damo.
He'll
know exactly
he
who
knows
you're talking
you
about.
And
he'll know exactly who you're talking
know
about.
What happened to my, we call it my deer.
Thank Did you me. Give the deer a name?
They call it, on the blackboard outside, it just said Lee Monkjack. So I think they kind of give it the name, I don't know. But when I saw it, it was fine, and I think it's going to get well. And they're going to release it, and it was a beautiful moment. I'm going to picking up a deer and putting it in the back of my car, back seat of my car.
I'm good to hear that. I'm good to hear that.
I'm good to hear that too. Are you good to hear that, Catherine?
Really
I'm all
good.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And can I say one more thing?
Yeah, you had a second question.
The most beautiful voice on the airwaves is Catherine Boyle.
Have another one, Damo.
It's the most beautiful voice on the airwaves. And it makes me sleep well. Because it's soothing and it's just so pleasant. It's just so nice, you know? It's just... Your husband is a lucky man.
Thanks, Damo.
What are you doing right now, Damo?
I'm just sat on my bed.
Good lad. Are you naked?
No, I've got my PJs on.
What are you touching?
Stop it.
No, I'm not touching anything.
You sure? Because I wouldn't mind. I can't speak on behalf of Catherine and her lovely voice. What would you like Catherine's lovely voice to say to you to help ease you into the night?
Catherine, could you say this to me?
Come on, Damo, finish up.
No.
You can do it, son. Go on.
No, let's not go there.
This is a tender moment, Ian. Stop spoiling it.
It's tender for him, yeah.
No, but I would love to listen to your voice every night. Well, I do every night.
Well, then.
Well, Monday to Friday.
So what would you like her to say to you tonight with that delicious voice of hers, Damo?
I would love her to say... Damo, how about cuddling up and having a romantic night?
All right, okay, here we go. Ready, Damo? This is it.
Go.
This is it. Hey, Damo. How about cuddling up and having a romantic night?
I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
344-499-1000. Will Steve Austin Little Steve Austin, the tough guy on Twitter. I love it. The only thing that Twitter is good for is winding up thick people, I've decided. Will Steve Austin call, or is Steve Austin just... Steve? Steve? Big man? It's over to you, brother.
Stop it. It's not really a fair fight, is it?
It's not fair. It's not, is it? Good evening, Star.
Hello.
Hello, Star.
Cass.
Oh, here we go.
Guardian's upset now.
And this is my problem, why?
Because he likes calling you Bossette because it appeases him.
And you
sort of like knock him down every time.
Yeah, I don't like
it. And then Damo calls in.
Yeah.
And it's like he wants to beat the meat.
Oh, God. What a turn of phrase.
What say?
Why'd you have to demean it, Star? It was a romantic moment.
No, but I do agree with you in some way. You have got a lovely voice, but come on, the way he was talking, you could just hear it in the way he was talking.
I'd be honest, I thought he was doing that as well.
No, yeah. He wasn't. Yeah. I think he just had
you could,
a few...
You could hear it, couldn't you? The way he was, like,
guys,
putting the words out longer and longer.
Why is it, right? All right, women are always ringing up and smooching up to Ian, and it's like, that's fine.
Oh, no,
and he offers them out for, like, sex and drinks and things like that.
I don't agree with that
sex
either.
Sex and drinks?
But wait a minute. Sometimes not in that order. But
wow.
One person rings up, and I can make them happy just by speaking to them, and all of a sudden there's some sort of pervert. I think that you two have got a problem.
I haven't got a problem.
You have. You're imagining... My listeners, my fans.
Oh, she said it! She said it! She said it! Her
doing dirty things. This, I mean,
right,
I think
well,
that
just,
they're...
Just for anyone that's just tuned in, Catherine talks about her fans. This is what Catherine's fans sound like. Oh.
Beautiful voice.
Wait a minute.
On the airwaves. Is Catherine Boyle.
Hang on a minute. Let's get rid of these chickens. Shut up, chick. Shut up, Steve.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. He's choking it.
Hang on.
Oh, flipping X star.
The most beautiful voice
I think it's
on
romantic.
The airwaves is Catherine Boyle.
And Catherine responds immediately with...
How about cuddling up and having a romantic night? It's got you both a bit of a flutter, hasn't it?
We could sell that as a ringtone for dirty perverts.
Okay, we're fine.
Yeah.
Make sure I get a decent cut.
We could sell that as We could...
You're a pervert.
We could make an absolute...
I mean, yeah.
...fortune. Really hot,
hot, hot. Why not? You know, I'm at home all day on my own.
The most
I should...
beautiful voice on the airwaves... is Catherine Boyle.
Says the most drunk person I've ever heard in my life. And I'm a recovering alcoholic.
So, Kath, what is it about being called Bossette that you don't like?
Oh, just horrible.
Why?
What's a Bossette?
You are a boss and you're a woman, so you're a Bossette.
Why does it have to be a difference? I'm just a boss.
Well, hang on, you're not actually a boss.
Yes. I am the boss.
No, that's the thing that annoys me, is you're not a boss.
I am.
Well, technically, she's your producer.
Well, yeah, exactly, and the presenter
so
is the boss.
Above
of the,
you.
No, she's not. You don't know how radio works. Of course you're not. I'm above her. Do you know how many producers Eamon Holmes has been through? You know.
Well, come on, it's Eamon Holmes.
Yeah, exactly.
He can't even bother to come into the studio.
Whoa! I will not have this slander, this libel bandied around about one of my good friends and good buddies, Mr. Eamon Holmes.
No, I'm just listening to my best mate demeaning my job. Go on, carry on. What were you saying?
Yeah. All I'm saying is...
The most beautiful voice on the airwaves is Catherine Boyle.
Do you know what? Jealousy is a very ugly emotion. I just think you all need to get over yourselves.
Just remember that when Carol rings up again.
God, most annoying callers.
Okay, then Susan. How about Susan instead then? Which one
she's
would
one
you
most
prefer,
annoying.
Susan or Carol?
No, I'm just right. They're both. Everyone. Every caller is annoying.
But you love it. You love it, Ian.
Yeah, he does.
I do love it.
He does.
I do love it. Does Kath know that her fan has now turned off and is having a... Oh, go away, John, please.
The haters, man. Goodbye, the haters.
The haters are going to hate. 03444991000.
John, all you need to do is ring and I'll say something nice to you too. You don't have to start, you know.
How about cuddling up and having a romantic night?
Stetson.
That's old news.
Hello? The hills are alive with the sound of music.
What's a dumb waiter?
I'll have a pound of sausages, please.
The most beautiful voice on the airwaves is Catherine Boyle.
A biddly biddly bong.
Yeah, you're right.
Even that.
Please, I've got to find all these.
They just give me the heebie-jeebies.
I am not in a bad mood.
I would not say yes. But I certainly would not say no.
Did we get a word in edgeware here?
My pet monkey bit my mum's ear off.
Have I won?
Oh, 3-4. It's a good little run there, isn't it?
I miss that woman who used to ring up and she was just furious all the time, wasn't she? Well, I would not say yes.
I am not in a bad mood.
No.
I would not say yes. But
she
I certainly
angry,
would not say no.
She could be furious by herself in a phone box. And not like Damo.
Yeah, she was very, 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 very angry lady, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
0344-499-1000 is the phone number. It's such a relief. Not barely interacting on Twitter now. It's only day two, again. Did it for a few months, then I went back for a month. So, and it's great. I've got nothing really need to sell. I'll be tweeting about the show on the 9th of December next week. I'll tweet about that because we could sell a few more tickets for the early show. The late show is sold out. Sell a few more for the early show. But that's it. Got nothing to sell. I might tweet about Twitch when I'm going on there, but that's it. And when I do Good Morning Britain, not so much now, but you get abuse. You go and look on Twitter afterwards, you get abuse.
Yeah, but I looked at those and very often it's people who write something every
day. Yeah.
Day.
Yeah, but that doesn't change the effect that it has.
No,
the
I
fact
know
that they're doing that. But it was great. I didn't reply to them, didn't retweet them, just blocked them, and I moved on, and it felt good. And I've just muted Steve Austin now, and it felt so good. Steve, if you want to call in, you're very, very welcome. You got the number, but I suspect, you know, because it's words and brains that you ain't up to the battle, and that's fine, man. Admit defeat. Now, yeah, you could beat me in a fight. You're a tough guy. You're a big tough guy. You could beat me in a fight unless I was allowed my nunchucks, in which case I'd destroy you. But you're fine. You can beat me up in a fight. I'll beat you in every other aspect of life. And I'm cool with that, man. And you should be cool with that. Peace and love. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. Matt is on the line. Good evening, Matt.
Good evening. How are we? Well, how are you? Not me.
That's absolutely zero of your concern, young man.
Okay, fair enough. Young. God, I've just turned 45. I'm not young.
We're old. Well, you just turned 45. Welcome to the 45 Club.
Yeah, I think I've heard that it's the place to be.
You get fat.
If you want to struggle getting out of bed in the morning.
You get fat. That's the thing.
Yep.
I'm fatter than I've ever been in my life, and I hate it. I'm staying in this hotel. You always look different in different mirrors. What's that all about? You always look different in different mirrors. And I just see myself in this mirror, and I've got big, big old titties, big old belly, and I think, oh, man, that
is
not...
Can you still see your old chap when you're standing
up? I can see
like
my penis because I'm very, very well endowed there.
There you go.
I say well endowed, I mean it's like a weird shape, so it kind of curls around the fat of the belly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's peculiar shape. And also, I have a series of mirrors erected on my knees. But it's not, and here's the thing, I just can't shift the weight. I'm eating better, I'm eating less, I'm not exercising as much as I could, but I just can't shift this weight. I cannot shift it, Matt.
Doesn't milking the cows in the morning get you exercised?
Oh, on the farm, he means. I thought that was a euphemism as well.
No, not a euphemism. Well, I suppose it could be.
It could be, no. Anyway, what have you got? Sorry. Right, I just had this email.
Go on.
Thank you for your recent report about Steve Austin. We've reviewed your report carefully and suspended the account you reported. Yes. Bye, Steve! Bye, Steve!
Oh, we'll have a phone call in about 5 minutes with someone who's not bothered. What a wally.
His first tweet back from being suspended was calling me a C-word and asking if I missed him.
He's gone. Yeah, he's gone.
Idiot.
Oh, that's really made me laugh. I wasn't sure if that would happen. Right, go on, Matt.
Well, I was calling in to see if I could avail myself of this new service that Kath has launched.
Oh, blimey, right, OK.
Putting people off to sleep.
Phone's ringing. Be quick, Steve's on the other line.
if it's Steve on the line, then you just get rid of me. It's not that funny.
No, you want Kath to talk dirty to you because you're a dirty little boy.
A specific phrase to me which would help me to get off to sleep.
Oh, my God, right, OK.
Go on.
Can you say in the broadest Mancunian type dialect available, put your wellies on and get in the wheelbarrow?
Okay. This is bordering on that bespoke porn thing that they talk about in the butterfly effect. All right, then, you ready, Steve? You brace yourself.
Yeah, hang on a sec.
I'm calling you, Steve. Right.
Just rearranging my frock.
Right. Get your wellies on and get in that wheelbarrow.
Ooh, good night.
Go away, dirty boy. He hung up. What is going on? What is happening to this? We are demeaning ourselves.
Oh,
let's take a quick break so we've got plenty of time for Steve Austin when he gets back. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Was it him?
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, you! Are you mad for I'm a Celebrity? Are you crazy for critters? Can you not wait for the next Bush Tucker trial? Then you need to listen to Jungle VIP, the daily podcast that gives you all the goss straight from the jungle floor. I'm Jamie East, and every day I'll be bringing you reaction from the latest episode of I'm a Celebrity. I'll be talking to campmates from past series, hearing directly from the outback, and setting stars my very own Bush Tucker trials. It'll be free to listen to every single morning. All you got to do is search for Jungle VIP on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favourite podcast app. And make sure you subscribe to never miss an episode. Jungle VIP. Better than eating a kangaroo's...
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
03-44-499-1000. Well, Steve did call in and then Steve put the phone down and he won't answer the phone now. He's a little bit upset.
Do you think he's been suspended off the telephone?
Maybe his mum has found out what he's doing on their dial-up. She's... No! You're not using any of the equipment in the house anymore. Switchboard's empty. Hey, look, got to 11:40 and the switchboard's empty for the first time. I can't stop thinking about that young lady. It was Laura we spoke to, wasn't
it?
And her niece, Jade. 19.
Jade McGrath.
And I get sent... I never do those retweets of such and such is missing because I'm never sure how successful they are. And I also think if I do one, then you've got to do all of them. More than happy to do that one, of course. If she's phoned up the show, then, you know, there's a connection. And, of course, we'll do that.
The other thing is that often you'll see those and you think, gosh, that's terrible. And you're about to retweet. But if you don't check the thread, sometimes halfway down the thread, it says they've been found.
Sometimes they're hoaxes as well. Sometimes they're hoaxes. People fake it. Quite often when there's... they were doing it like the Manchester bomb and things, weren't they? People were, and a lot of the gun massacres, you know, and the idiots go around murdering kids in schools in America. People will post. In fact, I think I might have retweeted a fake one for Manchester. I've got a feeling I might have done, actually. So you have got to be, and I Do you know what? Not so much with things like that, but I get the gag of getting, you know, there's nothing.
Getting Donald Trump to retweet someone.
Oh, picture of Jimmy Savile saying, "This is my granddad," and he would have been 90 today.
He's a huge
That's a funny gag. That's a funny gag. It's not funny, I think, when it's a terrorist atrocity, but I could see actually how some people could find that funny. I don't find it funny. I find it very offensive. I find it sick. But I could see how someone could. I do see how someone could find it funny, you know, in that way. You do wonder. Let's not speak about Jade specifically because I don't upset her family anymore. But when people do go missing, and more often than not they rock up, and that's cool. But you just think, well, what state is their head in? How are they keeping warm? How are they eating? Why do they think they've got to go and do it? Poor woman. I hope she's fine. I didn't understand what she said. Something about her, sometimes her hair is grey. It's that thing which I really like that young women seem to be doing more and more. Where they before it was you wanted to keep the grey out. No one wanted grey, but now they sort of dye. People dye their hair. Women dye their hair like this sort of weird
silvery colour.
Silvery grey. I like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good look. Yeah. I think I could pull that off. The other day when we were in the restaurant, my beard is now so long I can do a little ponytail at the front.
Yeah, that was a look.
That was a look, huh? I like that. So I'm into hair experiments.
Cat weasel.
I might get the beard chopped off tomorrow. I really want to go for a tash, but I don't want to do it in November because everyone goes, "Oh, November." You go, "No, actually." So I might go for a tash next week. Maybe you're not convinced by it. I'm not convinced by it, but
it's your face. Experiment. I think.
Thank you so much, Catherine.
Men have precious little room in which to experiment. You know, I can have a go in the dressing up box whenever I like. As a woman, I can like play with different images and stuff. I never have the same haircut for more than 6 months. Really,
all right, Madonna. Listen to you.
I don't. I get bored of it. Yeah. So you know.
Well, I'm bored of shaving downstairs now. I've done all the topiary and you know the
pajazzle.
I've done all of that. I've done the penis lightning. I've done the a-hole lightning. Done all of that. So maybe the moustache is the way forward. I think.
Yeah, leave the old chap alone for a bit.
Yeah, I think I'll leave the old fella to have a little.
You can use the same clippers.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Give him a wash first, eh?
My genitals are clean.
Well, you say that.
My face isn't. Good evening, Alistair.
Evening, you both.
Alistair!
Yes.
Come on, brother! Yes. What is this?
I know.
What? Listen, we're going to keep this brief, because like I said yesterday, and you probably don't remember, I don't like drunk Alistair. I like sober Alistair a lot. Sober Alistair is a great guy. He's a funny guy. He's intelligent. He's sharp. He's caring. He's kind. He is precious, priceless, and valuable. He is an asset to society and an asset to this show. And drunk Alistair, I don't get on so well with, man.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You have nothing to apologise for. You have absolutely nothing to apologise to me for. There may be other people you might need to apologise to. But here's the thing, man. An apology when you're drunk don't mean nothing. And also, genuinely, you have nothing to apologise to me for. Like I said yesterday, I'm going to be firm on this, Alistair. I really don't want to speak to drunk Alistair. When sober Alistair pops up, and I'm hoping it's tomorrow night, and if not tomorrow night, I'm hoping it's Monday night. Well, let's try and make it tomorrow night. Let's. Can we aim for sober Alistair? Maybe slightly headachey, hungover Alistair. But can we hope? Can we try and arrange for sober Alistair to give me a call in 24 hours' time?
Okay.
Can we? Do you reckon you can try for that?
Certainly will, sir.
Because I tell you what, man. Everybody listening right now has got their fingers crossed and is rooting for you to see if you can wake up the sober part of you and get him back on the show to us tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
You got this, man.
I just want to say I love you. Guys.
Okay, all right. Nice one, Alistair. We'll speak to you tomorrow sober.
Cheers, bud.
Cheers, fella. Bye-bye. That's a shame, man. It's a shame.
It's a tough old battle, isn't it?
Isn't it just? Come on, man. You can do this. You can flipping do this. No, you can do it. I know people that have died of that shit, you know, and it don't take much to go the wrong way. Anyway, 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Catherine, what delights?
Oh,
have you? Because you dig around on the internet, you come up with a story. Where the hell are you going, boy? I have to go somewhere. You can go if you want. You can go for a little walk. Go and stretch your legs. Go for a run. I know you're a sports guy, sporty guy. Go for a run.
Sports guy.
He's a sports guy. He likes his fitness. He's running.
He's a running man.
He's a running man. Oh, he's on my SH1T list.
Why?
Because he jumped out at me. He jumped out at me.
He did.
The other day,
and
scared me. Just remembered.
All right, listen to this. In South Korea, people who just want
a bit... We'll bring it on.
Oh, here we go. All right, sit down. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. He's younger than you. Sit down.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not worth it.
Exactly. Show him what an older man can do. How I can be a very sensitive lover if I wanted to. It's irrelevant to this conversation. Well, okay. But I will bring it on, boy. Bring it on. I'll bring it on by texting Denny and telling him not to put him on this shift anymore.
Well, you know who we'll get instead.
All right, we'll keep Sam. All right, love it. I can do it now. All right, love it. I don't get the show. I don't listen. But I'll have a go.
Anyway, right, so in South Korea, they work so hard, right, that they're sending themselves to prison.
I was working as a prisoner in South Korea.
Since 2013.
When I met you.
Okay.
You picked me up, you turned around, you got by my heart.
I did what?
I still want you.
Oh.
But after all this time, I don't know what I can say. You got this thing going on. I want to know the difference and my heartache is real. Let's have some fun.
In prison.
Don't. Don't you want me?
No.
You know I can't believe it when you hear that you won't see this. Don't.
See what?
Don't you want me?
Oh, no, not that.
You know I don't believe you now and I will never leave you. Put you where you are. I bought your dad a car. You better give it back or you will both be sorry. Don't you want me, Catherine? Don't you want me? Oh, don't you want me, Catherine? Don't you want me? Oh. What was the other song?
Is this because of Damo?
Yeah, it is. I'm jealous. I'm jealous of Damo.
Okay, let's all calm down, shall we? Oh, dear. Since 2013, the prison inside me... not inside me.
Can we get a pay pass?
The prison inside
me. They you down and insert you into Catherine Ball and you can have a look at her prison. Many, many prisoners there, including Damo's soul.
Oh, God, why do they call it this? The prison inside me has housed more than 2,000 people seeking an escape from the country's relentless working culture.
Oh.
2,000. For South Koreans, a fake 24-hour fake prison is on hand to provide them with a sense of freedom. Named the prison inside me.
What a terrible, terrible name.
It probably scans better in Korean.
Yes.
The unconventional getaway charges refuge seekers £70 to live in solitary confinement for 24 hours.
Why not just stay indoors?
Exactly. They like wearing the tracksuit.
Why not just stay indoors?
You get a tracksuit.
When I'm at home, I'm in solitary confinement.
Yeah.
Apart from the cat I've got and the two new cats coming in 9 days' time.
All right. Well.
So I'm in solitary.
Yeah, but
confinement.
They take you right. Here's the experience you get for your £70.
Yes.
Inside the prison walls, there's a complete ban on any kind of communication, including mobile phones, clocks, and even mirrors.
I'd smuggle one up my bum.
Why?
Well, no one's going to beat me. I'm going to beat the man. So yeah, okay, I'll go to this. I'll do solitary. I'll do it standing on my head. I'll do a 5 stretch. But I'm taking the phone up my bum.
What? But you're paying to not.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And I'm going to make some shanks.
This guy's loco.
Yep. I'm going to make some shanks.
And Bigfoot. Shanks and Bigfoot.
Who's that?
Sweet like chocolate.
What is that song?
Yeah.
I like that. It's nice. That's a nice song. That.
My mother-in-law used to think it's called Chocolate Boy. But it wasn't. It was called Sweet Like Chocolate, the worst, comma, Boy.
The worst song I've ever heard in my life that was very, very popular
yeah.
when I was younger was
Was it, why waste your time? You know you're going to be mine.
No.
That was awful.
It was, it was like, sing the first one again. It had that vibe.
Sweet like chocolate. Sweet like chocolate, boy.
Was there one like that, but about champagne?
Sweet like champagne.
No. I'm your champagne lover. Does anyone know? I'm trying to think of a very, very specific song. I don't know if it was a chart hit, but it was certainly big in the club back in the day.
Champagne was a band, wasn't it?
No. It's a drink, I think.
Champagne song.
But it might not have actually had champagne in it. Oh, or maybe it was like Sweet Kisses.
Champagne Kisses? No. Just, that was 2014.
Sweet Kisses.
Sweet Kisses?
Oh! Yes, come on. Come on. What's that song, Ian? Come on. Come on. I got it. I know exactly what it is.
Go on. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
What terrible, terrible song. This was everywhere. This was all in the clubs. You'll know this. You'll know this. You'll know this. Let me be your
fantasy. This is a great song.
It's a terrible song.
Baby D, innit?
Coming up! Yes!
Let me be your fantasy. I like this song.
But then there was
It was her, and then there was Olive, and they were of a similar
Olive
vibe.
Was great. Olive was great. I've got the Olive album, right? And that was great. But this was like, it was like a dance group.
The dancing used to do.
Anyway.
I used to love that song. You hated it.
It's terrible.
It was far worse then.
Name one.
Oh, I've already done it.
So what was the Olive hit?
You're not alone.
What was the better Olive song that wasn't such a big
hit? Oh, there was a really good one.
She had a great... I got the album.
I got it free from Nescafe. I got like a load of canisters of songs.
Canisters of songs?
Yeah, they were in like weird canisters. And one of them was like Club Hits. And I'm pretty sure Olive was on that one.
This is... 2, 3, 4. Couldn't we have told me before? I would have loved you so much more. Couldn't you have told me before?
Yes.
Living like an outlaw.
On the similar tip... I used to really like Dubstar. Do you remember Dubstar?
What was Dubstar's song?
Stars was one.
Okay.
It was it basically the same factory that they got them from.
I remember coming back from Pakistan and it was way behind on the music. We watched like a month old Top of the Pops, but I bought Hanson album, I bought Olive, and I bought Sean McGuire today.
Sean McGuire! Remember this one? Not so groovy this one. But as the stars are going out, there was one called Not So Manic Now. Do you remember that one? Dubstar.
I do.
Oh, those were the days.
Those were the days. Everybody's young and innocent, and now we're old and jaded and nearly dead. Hey, wasn't we'll do that prison story when we get back because it's a good story. We've only got a minute. We watched Vic Reeves' Big Night Out is back on. And he's flipping brilliant.
Yeah.
He's funny, man. And Vaughn's on it. Vaughn, I think we can say this now. We couldn't say this. But Vaughn was a caller to this show. Vaughn's the guy with cancer who argued with Noel Edmonds. And Vaughn would call this show. Now he's a big star. He's never going
to
call us
never
again.
Never going to speak to us again.
Never going to speak to us again. But Bob Mortimer, it turns out, I didn't know this, Bob Mortimer used to listen to this show.
Yeah.
Been trying to persuade him to phone in and he won't. But he used to listen to this show and he heard Vaughn doing phoning up and
discovered Vaughn doing
a silly voice. Yeah. And he emailed me saying, Can you give me Vaughn's details? I wouldn't mind having a chat with him. Now he's Les, basically. Yeah. He's Donkey, Eki Bow Wow, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's
incredible. Peter.
Yeah, that's it. It's incredible. What a thrill. In fact, I'm going to email him and say congratulations. 03444991000, the late night alternative on Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.